Hello, welcome to Art Talks with Al Ninod. Catch up with the latest Art Talks, conversations, interviews on contemporary art in Ghana. These episodes are recordings of Art Talks, art seminars, interviews gathered from different art spaces in Ghana and around the world.
I grew up at Akotolante, Jamestown, with my grandmom, partly, then later moved with my mom. It was interesting. You had the freedom to go wherever you want to go, especially with grandmoms and roaming around the beach or back to school, vacation, moved to visit mommy and come back. It was fun. I'm Theresa Nkuma. I'm an artist. Did visual art at the secondary school. Moved to KNUST to do my BFA and then my MFA. I'm a sculptor by profession, but the interest in weaving has broadened the scope or the materials that I use in sculpting. So then stitching, cutting, weaving, joining has become the technique of sculpting my materials. The material I work with is Kenaf. Actually, it's a woven basket. The material is woven in terms of, I collect these materials from the onion centers around, actually two specific onion centers, Accra and Kumasi. And I use them to do my work. So, Kenaf, during the beginning of my MFA studies, I had to work, my project and the material I was using then. More like had a bit of controversies in terms of it's being classified under a certain kind of practice term as decorative. So to look for more challenging, more like strong material that could speak the language I wanted to within the idea of skill. I went to markets. And one shiny afternoon, I was walking through Amloga onion market and I saw a truck of loading onions. So I got curious. I wanted to see what was actually covering the jute sack where they packaged the onion. And I was intrigued by this design of weaving of this basket. So I got closer and I did some interview, and that's where my whole material and practice actually took a new form. Through my research, I found out that there's this community around the northern part of Niger that are into weaving of these baskets. So it's both male and female. So it's not a certain kind of gender. It's this whole gender thing. Because when I started with weaving, I had this thing of it's for women. So I was very happy when I heard or through my research, I found out that these baskets were done by both men and women. So then the politics of who does the skill belongs to, and that didn't actually come to, it wasn't the fundamental for my investigation. So that was it. So both male and female were involved in the making of the basket. The process, after acquiring the material, that means when I go to the market space, the first person I had contact with was a gentleman called Kamakama, and he was actually very nice when I spoke to him about my interest in the material, and he offered to give me the material for free. But when others also saw the interest, they said when they go to the market space, they buy the materials to cover the onions and import them. So if I want it for my work, I have to also have to buy it from them. So some sold the material to me, some also gave it for free. So after collection, I take it to my studio, sort them out. So within the sizes, some are big, some are small, so sorted them out. Depending on the expression that I'm working on and depending on the idea I'm looking at, I cut them, split them, I stitched some together, I dye some, I burn some part. I also join other materials to some, more like connecting different practices together. For me, I see these individual baskets as individuals, like individual human being, like in terms of their practice. So collaborating with unseen collaborators within my space, because I'm collaborating literally with them, with the makers of these baskets, bringing them to my space, joining, collaging, stitching, weaving. Some you have to, because of the nature of the material, is if you look at it, it feels fragile, but twisting and stitching sometimes a bit difficult because of the edges when you are stitching them together. So that's how the process is. No. So then I have some help from friends and people who see me doing and they would like to come and help. So, and I think some to, depending on the time frame for a specific project, I also ask people to help for me to pay them. So I get assistance for free, some I pay. I did one project on what's the name? Wonderland. So in this project, I had a whole room filled with the works, and we did it in the night, and we introduced light within the space. I was exploring the idea of finding light, missing within a particular space, finding out about what it's all about, wandering within the wonderland. So I had visitors coming in this time around, not coming to see the work as it says during daytime, this time around with the introduction of light and sound. So then you have the experience of feeling this whole new space within that particular. So it wasn't just about the material there, but the atmosphere that the work created. Yeah. My practice has changed a lot because this time around, I'm able to look at issues critically and materials in itself. So you normally say materials are not in themselves innocent. So every material has its own narrative. Every material has its own language that they speak. So coming to this phase of my practice, I'm able to connect with the same idea of weaving. This time around is not about me or the artist doing the weaving itself, but what you can do with this material that you are working with, the ideas that you are working with, the questioning. So this time around is not about it's beautiful or I'm interested in it because of the color, the politics within the material. What are you looking at? So it's actually giving me a very big spectrum to look at. So I'm not limited to a particular material. So then the objects I come in contact with, the politics that comes with it, it gives me another room to also look at a whole different topic altogether. Within these materials, I make specific decisions in terms of which part of the materials do I dye and what dye do I. So looking at the processes that the materials have gone through in terms of decaying, weather conditions, the earth itself, because during my practice and experimenting with the material, I made so many experiments within my studio. I dyed some, I dug the ground and placed some there. So the weather conditions, the changes that come within the material, and specifically the dyes for the materials were also as a result of the marks that were left on the material that I picked them up from the market space. So there is this form of identity placed on them.
So
by
using the color also as a form of identifying
those specific materials and where I picked them. So then you have a specific, this basket, especially with the mixes of the colors. So you have this particular yellow coming from Abubushi. So more like being specific with them. And some coming from Central Market and some coming from Aonoga Market. So there are decisions in whatever color I choose for the specific baskets. And also the sizes also comes in terms of sorting out. You have different shapes, even though the designs are the same, you get the shapes coming in. So those are the specific ones. So then I realized the notion of craft have moved beyond its functionality, its decoration. It's not just about the skill, because when we talk about craft, all artists are craftsmen, because you need a specific technique to do whatever you do. What actually move you from that craftsmanship is the idea that you project out there, because I believe to be able to paint, you need to know how to paint. How do you expand that notion of painting, not to that canvas, to something else? You're a painter, but you don't paint. What are the issues, the ideas or the questioning that you are making about this idea of painting? So it's for me, it involves so much. You have someone calling himself a painter, but not painting. I'm a sculptor. And someone said, where's your portrait? Where's your POP? I sculpt baskets. I sculpt weaving, you know. So for craft, it has so many complexity. For you to just classify it as a something static. Yeah. Yes, I took back my own work to the people I collected the materials from on one of my exhibitions. I decided to have the exhibition at the market space. And I wasn't so sure from the beginning how the people, because collecting the material a bit were skeptical, like, what are you using it for? Some were also like, oh, you've seen someone come for it, but we didn't see what the person used it for. So decided to take it back. I had this. But I took it back and the reaction was something else. They were intrigued by the way the materials come back to them in a different color. This time around, what actually also got me excited was that they couldn't pinpoint their basket. So now it's more like you doing your work and giving it back to the society.
So you impose your own identity on the web.
So then it's the reaction. Later I got calls from them because for them it was a way of marketing their products. More likely got more customers because of the colors, and people were attracted to the onions because this time I had it had a different look and it was catchy, especially the women were driving by, were like, I want this onion and I want it in this color. So it actually gave them another boost to their market. Rebirth came as a result of me looking back to myself as an artist and coming back as an artist. It had this quotation marks as an artist and coming back as an artist because my idea of weaving had changed totally from it being an object of use to be something that you could speak through, you could share a whole narrative about, not just the object, but the processes that comes within it, the processes that comes within it. So it was not just the act of weaving, but the processes, the travels, the material itself that came to place. And looking at the material as a natural fiber, the decaying, going back to the soil, and plants coming out of this decay. So it was more like a cycle. Yeah. In this project, I didn't change the form. I only changed the color that came with it. So coming through this whole idea of being an artist, I've not changed as an artist. The practice is the technique that I was using is what has changed, but then it's the same me coming back within the same space. The form actually came out as a result of it's my detour, more like the journey through which coming up as an artist, because mapping, one thing I also forgot to chip in was, I also see weaving as a way of connecting, more like mapping of a journey. So then it's not just interlacing of yarns or interlacing of fibers. So then connecting one to the other, more like a process. It goes back and forth. So I was mapping this whole journey of mine within the space that I was doing. Influence the Dr. Mrs. Aminuke with her works and her processes. I also like to talk about the people of Sukakope, where I studied the act of weaving the heart from them. It was so interesting to me to go there and study them for a time frame. With Sugakope, the way the technique they use in their weaving, they use palm frond, and these materials, they harvest them right by the seashore, dry them over there, carry them back to the houses, and the women do the weaving. So then with them, they weave it more like a scroll. Then later they come back with a shuttle to weave it together. So they join the pieces together, more like connecting different parts to one piece. So I was so much intrigued by the process that these material go through within their space, and the time it also takes. With not being to North before, with the Borga basket, I know how to do it. And I had wanted to learn something different from that side. And through my research, I found out that Sugakope does more of the heart weaving. So I traveled there too. I felt we all have the will to decide on where we want to and where we don't want to go. So she chose me was more like a personal decision, like making decision on our own. So within this project, I mounted my work in a form that the audience will be subjected to going through a tunnel through the main space. Yeah, there's opening within one of the works. So the audience is subjected to go through the tunnel, then to the space. And it was so interesting, people who came to the exhibition space who asked, are we supposed to go through? Some will easily, when they see it, go through. One thing I saw was the kids that came to the space were more like excited because they had this whole playing ground to themselves within this exhibition space. So they came and it's like, then one removed his sandals and he went through. Then the others followed. So now the audience who were there were like, oh, okay, so we can go through. So you see someone like my dad going through the tunnel. It was so interesting. I think for us being conscious about something, or curious, like, what is this? For me, art has become something that you need to explore. You don't need someone to tell you to do something, especially when you go to an art space, because the exhibition also sometimes suggests what the audience to look at. And this time around, it's not like a painting on a wall. It gives you a room to explore. Feel the space has now become part of the work. Yeah. Three years now. Yes, there are other materials I'm interested in. So as and when I develop a new idea or a new project, I move and come back to it. So for now, it's on hold. I'm looking at other materials and other projects. I have plans of going there. I tried once, but it couldn't happen. So this time around, I'll be going pretty soon in January to visit and have more in-depth collaboration or research with the original makers of these baskets. I think my current project I'm working on is a bit, I don't know how to put it, but I'm a bit reserved, but also conscious about the outcome. By then, I think that will be my next big project because of the politics that comes with it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.